Welcome to the Victory Church podcast. If you want more information about Victory Church Bendigo, contact us via our email info@victorycc.com.au or check out our social media pages in the description below. We hope you enjoy this message.
Hello guys, my name is Joel, as you probably just heard, and this is my testimony. My whole family has been Christian since I was born, so I've believed in Jesus as long as I can remember. Although my family never really went to church, we would pray often, and I just assumed it was something that every family did. I never really questioned the supernatural world, and I always believed, but as you probably know, this doesn't mean my life is as best as it could be. In around grade 5 and 6 during COVID, I was separated from a lot of my friends for long periods of time. Then I was put into different classes and I really felt like I was drifting away. I felt like no one really cared or liked me anymore, and I started to feel very down all the time. The one thing I was looking forward to was the end of the year. I could go to Victory and start afresh. I could come to Vibe and make new friends. That day soon came and I loved every moment. I came to Vibe as soon as I was able. That night, I had my first encounter with God. It was almost like every negative emotion was swept from my body, like a wave. I was remade. In that moment, I believe God told me that I was home. He told me that I was welcome back and I didn't ever have to leave again. He also told me something similar to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. In that moment, I was thinking of all the hard times I had had, and I believe I saw all the times when Jesus was carrying me through, making sure I got what I needed, and making sure I was well. The love God has for us is impossible to comprehend. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, God says, I knew everything you would do before you were born and still called you. I'm not finished with you and you will not be abandoned. God really cares for us, no matter what. Even after my first encounter with God, I still had mountains to climb. I began to feel distance from the world again, but 2023 summer camp brought me closer to God once again. Vibe and church all last year was a blast, and this year's summer camp yet again brought me even closer to God. The past term of Vibe Church and the new Vibe program families has deepened my faith and understanding in Jesus further again. The cross means so much to me. It is the symbol of the sacrifice Jesus made for us, the symbol of his forgiveness, because while he was dying on the cross that we hung him on, he had each one of us in mind. It is the symbol of the Holy Spirit, for when Jesus died on the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom, releasing the Holy Spirit into the world and into our lives. The cross is the symbol of Jesus' power. He defeated death on the third day and ascended to heaven. The cross is the symbol of Jesus, and I don't think there is much else to say. He is seated on high, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There is no one like Jesus, and that is it. He is perfect, and he loves us. In Luke chapter 22, verse 20, Jesus says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." This helps us to remember all the blood that spilled out of him when he was put on the cross was for us. He made the sacrifice for us. Now, why don't you bow your heads and close your eyes while I pray. Lord, I thank you for these holidays. I thank you that you died on the cross for us so many years ago. I thank you that you've forgiven all of our sins. I pray that anyone on holidays this morning will travel safely and that you will be with them all the way. I pray for everyone speaking today that you will give them the words they need. I pray this all in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Now, why don't you welcome our next speaker, Carissa, up onto the stage.
Thank you, Joel. As he just said, my name is Karis, and my story starts off pretty basic, as I grew up in a Christian family and attended church every Sunday. Every Sunday since I can remember. In fact, it was the first thing that my mum did after I was born, is take me to church. So I've always known that God was my Lord and Saviour, that Easter was the day that Jesus died and rose again on the cross. As I got older, I began to think more deeply about Christianity and if it was real. I kind of assumed it was, as my older sister hasn't told me that it wasn't. And I believed everything that she said, because she was my big sister. When I saw Ashlyn get baptized, I immediately knew that this God was so real and incredible that she gave her life to him. I did some research and I looked back at old Bible verses that my parents used to read to me when I was a kid. And I decided then and there that there was no other way to live than the way of Jesus. At age 11, I decided that God was my one true Savior and I got baptized myself. At this point, I'd given my life to God, but I didn't really have a faith of my own. Not until 2019, when I truly experienced an encounter with God. From then on, I knew that there was no other way than the way of God. Psalm 62, verse 5-6. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. For my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. Though I had God with me all these years, that did not mean I did not struggle. I got to a point in my life where I was in such a deep hole of depression and pain, I didn't want to be on the earth anymore. I felt there was no reason to be. The thoughts of the devil going through my head took over for such a long time that eventually it was all I could hear. Through this, all I wanted was the thoughts of the devil out of my mind and the peace of God to be with me. My faith started to fade away. I didn't feel that this God that I've known all my life could let the devil get this close to me. But again, all I wanted was the peace of God through this time. I was still in such a deep hole, but at the end of it was the light of heaven. Now the thoughts going through my head were, I could just be in heaven with God right now. Until the words, heaven on earth, shone through my head. I couldn't shake it. It was like flashes of light, and then it was all I could see. Jesus was my hope when I was in the dark. He gave me the light and my hope was restored. It felt like I was sitting in that dark tomb right there with him. Matthew 12, verse 21, and his name will be the hope of the world. We call Jesus the hope of the world because he is the pathway, the door to eternal life and the way to our Father's house. Life without eternal hope is a journey on a one-way street that ends in a blind alley to a hole in the ground. When Jesus was in that dark tomb, he was carried to the light and returned down to earth for us, for his light to shine over the world. When my world was fading away, it was like the darkness in the sky when Jesus was up on that cross. I was forgetting that his light came back brighter and stronger than it ever had before when he rose again a couple of days later. Jesus was with me every step of the way, whether I noticed it or not, because God sent his one and only Son to die on that cross to suffer all the pain so we don't have to suffer anymore. When you lay down your pain at his feet, it will all be taken away. Jesus dying on that cross is the reason that I'm here today, that I'm able to stand here and share the word of God. Jesus is the hope of the world from the day that he was born in Bethlehem to the moment that he died up on that cross and till this very moment right now. He is my hope, and that's what the cross means to me. Why don't you guys all bow your head and close your eyes as I pray? Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for us, who saved us from our sins, who was there through it all and will be there for all to come. We thank you. We thank you for being the light in the darkness, for bringing us hope when we need hope, peace when we need peace. Lord, I pray that as we go into this weekend, we will truly know the meaning of why we are here, that you sent your one and only Son to die on that cross, to take all of our sufferings so that we can have eternal life with you. We pray in your name. Amen. All right, thank you everyone. I'm now going to welcome up our next speaker, Matt Archery.
Hi church, I have the privilege and honor to speak with you guys today. For you that don't know me, my name is Matthew. I'm in year A at Victory. I'm going to share my testimony today and speak about what Good Friday means to me. I was born into a Christian family. And a bit about me. I was a... Wait. Sorry. I read the same line. I read the same line. A bit about me. I train MMA. I have one brother and two sisters. One of them is a vibe leader. I lived in Harcourt until I was 9, then moved to Strath. And in late 2019, I moved to Central Bendigo, and that's when I got mixed with the wrong crowd. And started going downhill from there. I started doing things that I wasn't really proud of. I always considered myself a Christian until I went down that bad path. But I would say that led... What? Sorry. I keep on losing my place. I say that led me down the right path. I was getting suspended from school for the second time. After that, I was like, nah, I didn't find enjoyment in the things I was doing. And at the time, my big sister was a youth leader at Vibe, so I started going. Summer camp 2023, my life changed and I had my first encounter with God. My encounter with God was a bit different. I felt all tingly and warm, and I felt a sense of happiness. In a moment after that encounter, I knew that God was for me, that God's love was for me. Before my encounter with God, I was feeling lost, like a sense of what to do, where to go, who I should hang out with, and a sense of guilt that I knew I shouldn't be doing things or hanging out with these type of people. But I never really knew what to do. What could I do to change my mind, up my life? My life after the encounter was different. I started to stop doing all the bad things in my life. I stopped hanging out with the people who got me into those bad things and started to stop doing all those things. Without God's death on the cross, I don't think I would be here. And I'm so thankful for His death on the cross because I know that all my sins have been forgiven and washed away. And now I can live a life of freedom and get to know God more and what He has in store for my life. And I get to find a newfound freedom in Him and what He saved me from. The cross for me is a symbol, meaning that God is always with me and that He died on that cross for all of us because He loved us so much that He took that punishment for us. Well, everyone, thank you. Well, everyone, please close your eyes and bow your heads while I lead you in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank You for this day. We thank You that You took that punishment for us, even though that You did nothing wrong. All You did is helped us and saved us from pain, but You still took that punishment because You knew that's the right thing to do, and You knew that to save all of us, You had to take that one punishment. And we thank You so much for that day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Come on, will we give it up for Matthew? Come on, would we honor the young people one more time? You know, how incredible each and every single one of them that have been a part of our service this morning, whether that be up here sharing, speaking, singing, or greeting you as you got out of your cars, or saying hello to you. We have in this church and in this community incredible young people on fire for the heart of God. Amen. Well, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Reese, and I'm the youth pastor along with my wife Steph of Vibe Bendigo. I have the best job on planet Earth, hanging out with these guys. I'm incredibly blessed. And just with the last few moments that we have together, I just wanted to share with you just one simple thought on this Good Friday. That one thought is this: morning to morning. That here on this Good Friday that we're here sharing together, we are, and my slide should pop up about now, thanks Memphis on the media, shout out Memphis, we are mourning till morning.
It says in Mark 15, it'll also be up on the screen. It says, at noon, darkness came over the whole land until about 3 in the afternoon. At 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing near him heard this, they said, listen, he's calling Elijah. Someone ran and filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. Jesus breathed his last breath. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, surely this man was the Son of God. Surely this man was the Son of God. You know, on Good Friday, we fix our eyes on this moment in history, this moment that forever transformed the world as we know it. What seemed like certain defeat was actually a proclamation of victory. As Jesus took his last breath in death, an invitation was extended to us to take our first breath in life. The curtain in the temple which separated the presence of God from his people was torn from top to bottom in completion. No longer were we separated due to our sin. Instead, we were made righteous before God and restored to our original purpose, to walk with God, to know him deeply and intimately, but to also know that we are deeply and intimately known by our Creator. Everything since the beginning of human history had been leading up to this moment, but this restoration, this transformation came at a cost. God himself left his rightful seat of glory, wrapped himself up in skin and bones, and came down into our mess, our pain, our sin, to proclaim the good news. Repent, for the kingdom of God is here. Repent, for I have come to usher in a new age, a new time of being reconnected and reconciled to our Creator, to make right what was made wrong through mankind's disobedience. But in order for us to receive this invitation, Jesus had to make a way to connect us to the Father. That way, that path, that connection had to be purchased in blood. Through being beaten and whipped, by being spat on and humiliated, by being nailed to a sinner's cross, Jesus paid the price that was not his to pay. While we celebrate the victory over death, we mourn the cost of our salvation. That he who knew no sin became sin so that you and I could become the righteousness of God. Now, like Jesus, who mourned the death and wept with the family of his soon to be resurrected friend Lazarus, we mourn the death of our Savior. We mourn what he gave to set us free of ourselves. We mourn that our loving Father went through hell in order that we might enter into heaven. But my friend, dry your tears, strengthen your weak knees, take heart, because while we mourn, we are only mourning till morning. We are only mourning till morning. We fix our eyes on the cost that Jesus paid, but we know how the story ends. We know that soon the ground will begin to shake, that the Spirit will cross eternity, and the last breath of Jesus will turn into the first death of victory. Our mourning will only last until morning, where our despair will be turned into awe and wonder as we stand in reverence and awe of our resurrected Savior. Good Friday is equal parts celebration of the work Jesus completed on the cross and mourning of what it cost. But understand, the mourning is not to lead us to a place of guilt and shame. No, Jesus died to set us free of condemnation. The purpose of the mourning is to lead us to a fullness of gratitude for the freedom that was purchased for us. It is to open our eyes to the miracle of grace that is the cross. An instrument of murder for a single man, now a beacon of hope for all mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever may believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save the world through him. This morning, as we acknowledge the work and death of Jesus on the cross, an invitation is extended towards you. This invitation Jesus is presenting you this morning is the same invitation he gave the men who would later become his disciples 2,000 years ago. It is this: follow me and be my disciple. This invitation Jesus presenting you simply, come and follow me. Come and follow my way. Come and follow my plans and purposes for your life. Come and enter into the freedom that I brought for you. Follow me and partake in the free gift of salvation that I purchased for you with my own body and blood. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. It does not matter who you are, where you've been, or what you've done. The blood of Jesus is enough. His grace is sufficient for you in your life. And if you would accept this invitation this morning, you would not be met with a judgmental, angry, harsh ruler, but instead a kind, rich in grace and mercy, loving Father who welcomes you in with open arms so that you may be set free of sin, guilt and shame and be born again, a son, a daughter of Jesus. That is why we celebrate this Good Friday, because while we mourn his death, we are mourning simply until morning with an understanding and reverence of everything that Jesus did for us. Would you close your eyes and bow your heads, church? An invitation is extended towards you. Jesus is here beckoning you into his kingdom. His cross, an instrument of murder that became the hope for you in your life. He is the way, the truth and the life. He is the living hope, soon to be resurrected in glory. And if you would accept his invitation to follow him and be his disciple, on Sunday when we hear, we gather, and we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, so too will you rise in resurrection in him. Your past will be blotted away, your mistakes forgotten, restored to your rightful purpose of walking with your Creator. He who formed you, who shaped you, who calls you by name. And so I want to give you an opportunity this morning to accept this invitation extended towards you. And so in a moment, if you're here and you want to accept the invitation that Jesus is presenting towards you, you want to stand up and follow Jesus, you want to partake in the miracle of salvation that is the cross. The Bible says that all we have to do is simply believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that we will be saved. And I believe this morning that if you would simply reach out your hand to accept Jesus' hand that is already outstretched towards you, in that moment of physical confession, you will be saved. And so I'm going to count to three in just a second. And if you would like to accept the invitation extended towards you, there's no catch, there's no strings attached. It is the free gift of salvation purchased for you. It doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, what your story is, what your mistakes are. Jesus is enough. And at the count of three, with no one looking around, this is a moment between you and God. If you want to accept this invitation, would you just raise your hand in 1, 2, 3? Would you raise your hand? Just keep your hands raised just for a second. Awesome. baptism. You can put your hands down and just keep your eyes closed and head bowed. And what I'm going to do now is I'm simply going to say a prayer. And I'm going to ask that you and that everyone here, all of us together, would repeat this prayer. We do this every week at Vibe. And what we always say is the reason why we repeat this prayer of salvation together is because we believe as a family that no one should ever have to say this prayer alone. And so if you made that decision or not, I want you to repeat this prayer. And it's not that there's any magical, mystical words in the mystical power in the words that we're about to say. It's simply we're confessing with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. And if you did raise your hand, you did accept Jesus' invitation, I want you to mean these words with everything in your heart this morning. So would you repeat after me? Dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I thank you for the cross, that you died for my sin, to extend an invitation to enter into your kingdom. And Lord, I ask, would you forgive me of my sin, become Lord of my life, and would I follow you all of my days? In Jesus' name, everyone said amen and amen. Come on, would we give a round of applause to everyone who made a decision this morning? You know, the Bible says that when just one person makes a decision to choose Jesus, the whole of heaven celebrates. So what a miracle on this Good Friday that people went from death to life to extend Jesus' invitation. Amen, amen, and amen. Man, well, come on, church, would you stand to your feet with me across this place?